and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is proposing major changes to the way the Supreme Court is run, including implementing term limits and setting up an enforceable code of ethics. He's also proposing a constitutional amendment that would strip presidents of immunity from prosecution and emphatically states that no president is above the law. The Park Fire burning near Chico, California, has now grown to the biggest blaze so far in the state. And says ABC's Allison Kosick,
smoke from hundreds of fires burning across the West and in Canada, now spreading across the U.S. The effects could be felt as far as New England.
At the Olympics, a top-ranked Algerian swimmer was disqualified from competition today for being too overweight.
Any athlete who fails to make weight during the official weight control is disqualified from competition.
IOC spokesman Mark Adams, across France, telecommunications lines have been disrupted in what appears to be another case of coordinated sabotage, like the train lines last week. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are asking voters to move the power to spend federal money in Wisconsin from the governor to the legislature. It's the GOP response to the billions that came to Wisconsin because of the pandemic. There are two referendum questions on statewide ballots August 13th. Republicans are urging yes votes. Democrats are urging no votes. Senator Tammy Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Thursday afternoon at approximately 12:10, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a semi-versus car crash on Highway 151 at the intersection with Hill Climb Road in Paris Township. Elaine Shanley, 77, of Platteville, was traveling eastbound on Hill Climb Road. Shanley stopped at the intersection at Hill Climb Road and Highway 151, attempted to cross the southbound lanes of Highway 151, and entered directly into the path of a southbound semi-tractor and trailer being operated by Henry Chamberlain, 59, of Fort Atkinson. Chamberlain braked and swerved, but could not avoid a collision with Shanley's vehicle. The front of the semi-tractor collided with the driver's side, rear door of Shanley's vehicle in a T-bone manner. Henry Chamberlain was not injured. Elaine Shanley was transported by ambulance to Southwest Health Center in Platteville and was later transferred to a Madison area hospital for further treatment of possible serious injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Chourio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing two weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Jordan Love, don't spend it all in one place, but if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but... No, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend. And will Vice President Harris have a new VP? We'll catch up to speed. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Wake up, Wisconsin. As always, you can follow us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Lakeisha Myers. She is with the 12th Assembly District right now. She's running for the 4th District Senate seat. And I asked her to hang on because I saw this old guy. You know, who has nothing better to do but criticize my musical selections. I have to ask him today, you ready to eat your words?
You call that music?
Hey, man, come on. Hello, man.
Whatever happened to jazz? Anyway.
Hey, this is it's Motown Monday.
Yeah, I hear you, but the money don't last long for you. I grew up in Motown. Dr. Myers, did I hear you say something about somebody told you something that made you tough? Your mother?
Well,
I kind of remember two people.
It's a lot of people Coach that have Holmes. Told me things, but Coach Holmes was one of them.
Coach Holmes and Mrs. Coach Holmes.
That's right.
We had to put up with you for 4 years. and we molded you into toughness.
Yes. You made me run when I didn't want to.
And you were on the state championship women's track. Team
yes,
in the year
yes.
2000 for yes. Rufus King High School.
He made me do field events. I was supposed to be the manager. He told me, no, you get out there, everybody running. You get out there. What?
say, Al, you have to be proud of your student and her accomplishments.
That's why I called, because I'm so proud of her. And Judge Taylor, and I can go down the list. There's a whole bunch of them that the 24 years I coached at Rufus King.
Hey, Methuselah.
With my
we
wife.
Don't have time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Just because you went to, where'd you go to, North Division?
That Washington. I'm a Pergolden.
Oh, Lord, that was even worse.
Yeah.
See, that's what's wrong with you, Earl. Well, you should have been on the right side of town with the rest of us.
Hey, well, you know, things are the way they are. Let me ask you, Al. When you watch Dr. Myers and I've watched her and her professionalism and her intellect, and when you look at the other elected officials that we have in our state representing us, she's right there at the top of the list. Would you say?
Most definitely, and that has to do with how they came up. They came from good homes. They came up with the attitude that if I step into these shoes as a representative, I'm going to represent the people that sent me there. And that's what she does. And that's something that she learned through her mother and home and the teachings of being a member of athletic teams, because we represent the whole team, not just one or two people.
Hey Al, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. So, Dr. Myers, this presidential battle, yes, if you will, mm-hmm, you're engaged in politics. You know how it works. You see it. Are you amazed at some of the things that are being said? There was a time in my life when these kinds of things couldn't be said or wouldn't be said, even if a person thought about it.
Right.
They wouldn't dare say it because it was clearly a death knell, you know, for a person who wanted to be elected.
Well, that was back when we tried to have some semblance of political correctness or decorum, Earl. I think that has gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
Especially on the national front, when you see people, and I'm not going to say it started with Donald Trump, because I don't think it did.
It goes back a lot further than that.
But I think we've kind of been inching towards this lack of couth, if you will. That's what my dad was saying.
Yeah.
He was just uncouth. And I think that's true. I would say that Trump is one of the biggest purveyors of that, because we see it from the president, or from a former president when he was president, you know, calling people's wives ugly, you know, all of these things, like just craziness that you see.
Grabbing women by the private parts
and saying it, you know, and not apologizing for that. And then his wife following it up saying, that was just boy talk. No, he was talking about sexual assault, but okay.
Yeah, kissing them.
You know, all of these things that are just inappropriate.
Taking liberties.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Taking liberties. And I think that when he did it, other people said, ha, I can do that too. And I can one up what he said or did. So you see this level of disjointedness that exists in society. Even after Me Too, even after all the things that people have done to bring awareness to this, now you see folks like J.D. Vance talking about childless cat ladies, saying, you know, basically reverting to this cleaver family, you know, type statistic of women need to be at home. That's your only purpose. You can't be effective because you need to be raising somebody's child and, you know, doing all these things. Not saying that you can, you know, do these things and be effective as a leader. So I think all of that is just where we are. It's a sad state of affairs because people think they can say and do whatever they want to and use it under the guise of free speech. But free speech also does not negate people from retaliating.
These things that they're saying should automatically disqualify them for public office. Donald Trump over the weekend is facing backlash because he said at a Christian convention that if you vote for me now,
you won't have to vote for another ever again.
Mm-hmm. And so where is the reporter who should have said, wait a minute.
This is looking like dictatorship.
What do you mean by that?
Right.
Well, you know, if I would have been there, what do you mean by that?
But I think we've become so desensitized to the tomfoolery that is a Donald Trump, because he
He's not using tomfoolery. He means it.
He means it. I know right. He means it. But I think that media, especially mainstream media, has become so desensitized because he is the king of reality TV. And people look like this cannot, you know, you think it's so ridiculous that it couldn't be real, but this is a real person. This is real life. He's saying things. He means every word he says. Right. I don't believe that he is joking at all. He wants to be a dictator.
So I want to ask the listening audience, how did we get here?
Because we let him get away with it in the beginning.
Well, yes, but the thing is, we.
Yeah.
People of this nation.
As a society.
Accept this. Not all of us, but far too many of us accept that. And then don't push back on that. Right. And so he can say these things that are not only outlandish, but dangerous, anti-democratic, and certainly the fact of the matter is, and I've always said, I do radio 5 days a week, and I come before this microphone, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying things that don't run through my brain before they come out of my mouth, right? I mean,
that's because there's consequences for you and I when we say things, or for most people, we have jobs, real jobs, you know, real life, things like that. You only are going to go but so far, and you try to stay within the confines of reason. But when there are no consequences for this person who has said all of these things about disabled people, about women, about
people
name
of
the
color.
Group, people of color, name the group, he has, you know, offended somebody.
You're right.
In some way, shape, or form, and he has still allowed the carte blanche to say whatever it is. I think that's important to realize. Only when he is in the confines or the context of a courtroom have people been able to really shut him down.
And even then, they've
had trouble then. He's been sanctioned because he wouldn't shut up.
I would say that out of all the outlandish things and dangerous things that he said, and I followed Trump for 40 years, this by far is the one that should automatically, he should never be allowed to, you know, get away from. Mm-hmm. What do you mean in 4 years you don't have to vote again? What do you mean by that? And I don't want to hear on the Republican side of it others explaining.
No, you want to hear from the one who said
what he meant, right? Because there are people jumping up, well, that's not what he meant. No,
that's what he meant. He said, "What you say what you mean and mean what you say."
Yeah. 844-967-2789. That's exactly what he meant. And so I don't, you know, those of you who support him, you know, support it. 844-967-2789. Explain to us how what he said shouldn't disqualify him from running for president of the United States again. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Lakeisha Myers. You can join us on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
News from the center, WRCE.
You have to excuse me, Dr. Myers. This is my music. Oh, 60 years later, I'm still grooving to it. All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, Dr. Lakeisha Myers, State Representative and candidate for the 4th District Senate seat in the state of Wisconsin is still here. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl and Dr. Myers. Thank you for taking my call. I understand why you have to make the presidential election about symbolism and not substance. Because when you examine Vice President, no longer, never was the border czar, which is a joke and everybody knows it, because she was specifically appointed to solve the issue of the border. But her record and her policies and her agenda is the most radical agenda that this country
CJ, you're comical, man. Let me say this to you, man. You know, you want to go back and talk about, candidate Kamala Harris, and the only way you can talk about her is through lies. Number one, no vice president or any individual can fix the border. Donald Trump was the president for 4 years. He didn't fix it. And let me also say this to you, man, you know, while we're at it. What is your thought about Donald Trump saying, if you vote for me, you'll never have to vote again? That's the issue. Let's not go back. And you talking about symbolism. Let's not go back to something, a ridiculous argument that you are having about Vice President Kamala Harris. Respond to what I asked you about Donald Trump. 4 years, this is Donald Trump. Trump faces backlash for, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again remark. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you told before your break that you didn't want to hear an explanation.
No. What does he mean by that?
You want to hear it from him.
No, we already heard it from him. He told them that they'd never have to vote again. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, do you want to know what I think he
meant? Yeah, go ahead. Let's talk about that.
Well, of course, because you have to deflect from Kamala's record.
All right, thank you very much for the call. No, it's ridiculous. Let's go to Gene from McClaire. Good morning to you, Gene. Your thoughts on a man running for president of the United States that faces backlash because he opened his mouth and let his real thoughts come out of his mouth, that you never have to vote again if you vote for him?
Fascism is going to be alive and well in our country, and those people that are pushing this guy need to go put their heads in a hole in the ground and look at the dirt, because they're spewing dirt all over our state, and it makes me sick to my stomach. Kamala is great. You can't find anything wrong with that woman. She's had to work twice as hard to get half as far, And God darn it, you women, I'm a white woman, you women of color, you are great. You are great. We love you. I hope people get out and vote for your guest. Outstanding. Kamala Harris is a great leader. She tells the truth. And these guys are chicken. And their little leader, Donald Trumpy, who goes after women, who goes after colored people, who goes after anybody that don't agree with him, and those Republicans are kissing his feet. CJ, please, get some help. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for the call. You want to respond to what the other caller had to say?
I mean, I just think it's misguided to say that that she, you know, has not done her job. I think when you look at the reforms as the attorney general in California, people often want to bring up the fact that there were a lot of folks that were locked up when she was attorney general. I look at that from a policy perspective. The attorney general doesn't create policy. They are there to implement the policy that was already created. She was a prosecutor. Prosecutor's job is to prosecute crime. Donald Trump got prosecuted too, 34 times. So, well, I mean, we have that to look at as well. So I think when you look at someone who does their job effectively, I also look at the reforms that she made in the attorney general's office, where she was trying to put programming in place to give people the opportunity to get it together. She didn't create the three strikes law in California. That was something that was done by the California legislature and then passed by referendum. So again, we go back to the referendum question and issue, understanding issues as a patron, and then making sure that you understand the laws that you're voting on. This was at a time when folks were like, crime is out of control. We want to make sure that we're tough on crime. So how do you now deflect from a person who effectively implemented law?
Well, Bill Clinton is the person who, three strikes are out, truth and sentencing,
truth
no
and
parole.
Truth and sentencing, all those things. So I think we look at the times in which these laws were created, but then also look at now the examination of their implementation. You have to do both. There's room for both at the table. So I think that you have to look at a person's totality of their record and what they were prescribed to do and whether they did that job. And then also look at the reforms that she tried to create to make it to in that office.
You know, it's always amazing.
And that was also the impetus. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
To make sure that you look at why she transitioned from working in an executive office to becoming a legislator, because that's where the laws get made. That's how the sausage gets made in the Capitol building.
So it's always amazing to me, Dr. Myers, that people will call and talk about Kamala Harris and, you know, her failures.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that Joe Biden was sick and she didn't say anything. And then when I bring up a fait accompli, like Trump saying, hey, vote for me, and in 4 years you'd never have to vote for anybody else. And they're listening, and I know they're still out there. Mm-hmm. But they won't respond to that. Right? It's because how can you defend that? Right. As an American citizen, how can you defend any person, especially running for office, the highest office in the land, mm-hmm. saying that you never have to vote for anybody ever again? What are the implications?
Once you get me in, I'm going to do all these things, and then you never have to worry about life again.
Yeah.
It only just took us into what, World War II?
So, you know, and so that's kind of where it is. And, you know, you mentioned J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that guy opens his mouth and frustrates and irritates women all over the map and thinks that there's not going to be some fallout from that. I think we just need to just keep letting them talk, right?
I think they do enough damage themselves.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Dr. Lakeisha Myers, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry guns. The Department of Natural Resources overturned a ban after gun supporters sued the state. After the rule was reversed last week, both sides agreed to drop the lawsuit. Critics of the far-right Project 2025 say it would turn back rights gained by many Americans over the past several decades. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
Project 2025 also proposes slashing federal money for renewable energy and prioritizing fossil fuel production. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Sauk County Justice, Diversion, and Support Programs, the Support People and Empower Recovery Coalition, and Public Health Sauk County will host a free community event at Devil's Lake State Park Tuesday from 10 to 4. The event is family-friendly, alcohol and drug-free, and is open to all Sauk County residents. The event will be held on the south shore of Devil's Lake State Park in the White Oak Shelter. The event will feature hiking, swimming, games, fishing, and kayaking, as well as live music by Alexander Gabriel from 12:30 to 1:30. There will also be free food and non-alcoholic beverages. Register for this free event at bit.ly/dayatdevilslake2024. If you have any questions, contact Hannah Erdman at 608-963-8467. The deadline is approaching for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources applications for the East Cycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant. Applications are due this Wednesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The good news for fans of The Boys is that there will be a season 5. The bad news is that it will be the last season, according to showrunner Eric Kripke. More not-so-great news for fans, producers say the season will take 2 years to shoot and is still in the early stages of development. Producers of the Amazon Prime show say the soonest the new season can drop would be mid-2026. It appears things are finally on track for an I Am Legend sequel. Legendary screenwriter Akiva Goldsman told Deadline there will be good news soon. How can you have a sequel when the main character died in the original? Goldsman says they are sequelizing an alternative ending. When it comes to millions of dollars, Hollywood can be incredibly resourceful and creative. The first installment of the Will Smith film raked in over $500 million in 2007. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
The Kamala Sugar High continues on the Devil's Advocates radio show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you.
get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I...
All right, and welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Lakeisha Myers. She's a candidate for the 4th Senate seat, the state of Wisconsin. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
I say happy Motown Monday, Earl. Just loving the music, man.
Oh, yeah, keep it
going. Keep it going. Yeah, you know, by the way, has anybody heard from Reince Priebus?
No, man, Rance is running.
Rance Priebus, who was
the architect. He's kind of the architect of a lot of this.
Yeah, him and Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
You know, I would think these homegrown cheeseheads would be stepping up to microphones somewhere along the line. And by the way, the absence of Rance Priebus and others not stepping up is a sign of itself. Why wouldn't you back your boy, Reince? He's, you know, you were his chief of staff.
A week or two ago, Reince was all over the place when the Republican convention was here. He couldn't, you know, he was everywhere.
Yeah, well, I was looking for him, and I didn't see him, but of course, I got to tell you, watching and listening to some of that stuff makes me turn dialed. Real quick, it is offensive to you know, clear-minded, clear-eyed people. But you know, I want to talk one more time to CJ directly, and he continues to bring immigration front and center. I mean, over and over and over.
That's all he has.
And I have to, well, and quite frankly, it's an easy balloon to pump. You know, Central America, during the other years that we've been trying to do immigration reform, one of the things that Congress passed and approved was in-country immigration centers, you know, in Guatemala, San Salvador, Colombia, wherever. You know, there's a large group of migrants that want to, you know, migrate. And it made a lot of sense. But Trump, as soon as he lost the election, he closed each and every, they call them in-country centers. So again, instead of managing the process, no, you know, they create these caravan scenarios. And next thing you know, we have these problems. Secondly, so not only did they close the Central American in Venezuelan immigration, in-country immigration centers, but they also built up quite a bit of processing capabilities during the Trump administration. Well, that, again, they closed all the ones that they opened to handle the surge. They closed them in the fall of the election season. So, you know, they've manufactured much of the problems with immigration. And finally, the 2017 bill that Trump vetoed after Pelosi and the other side worked on it for months and months. No, you know, they said, no, can't do that. Then, of course, they passed another immigration bill after months and months of work, and Republican Langford from Oklahoma said it was the most secure, most conservative immigration bill of all time.
So,
and Trump interfered with that too.
So Mike, I mean, you know, thank you very much for the call, Truth and Fiction. You know, opposite poles. And so You know, that's all, you know, a guy like CJ has. He can't address the real issue or the real focus of the conversation. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning. Great topic today. Just talking about some of this stuff with Trump saying what he says. I think the biggest problem is, like, the last 25 or so years, all we have is gotcha journalism. And that's all they care about. They don't want to hold him accountable for nothing, because that's not what sells papers, or new or viewers, listeners, all that stuff. But, you know, as far as we were talking before about up north and legislators and the PFAS and all that kind of stuff and factory farms, you know, I never hear Democrats holding the Republicans accountable for any of this. I never, when they're campaigning, I never hear them say, hey, this, your senator, or what have you, legislator who is in office now, you guys voted in. He is the one. He is the reason why we have these corporate farms now, because they're all voting for that. They're the ones who are all ruining the family farms. I don't ever see a media blitz about this kind of stuff. I really wish the Democrats could really go on the offense here, kind of like Kamala is doing right now with Trump, and just holding these Republicans accountable. We were just going back to Mandela Barnes. Never did I hear anything on any of his commercials talking about all the nutty things Johnson said. I think if that would have been put out there front and center, you know.
So Tom.
Johnson got.
Tom, we got you. We have Dr. Williams here. Dr. Myers here. We'll let her respond. Dr. Myers, you want to respond to Tom's thoughts?
I think Tom is right. I will say that. Let me start there. I think Tom is right. I think for a long time, Democrats have tried to play above board and have tried to be nice and not, you know, we go low, you know, when they go low, we go high, taking the high road and trying to not delve into the muck that that Republicans are known for. But I think at some point in time, you know, I went to public school. So how we did in school, you got one more time to hit me and I'm hitting you back. So yeah. That at some point in time, you know, you run out of cheeks. I'm not Jesus. I got to go ahead and handle the business that needs to be handled. And I think he's correct that we've gotten, you know, to this point where there's a time to be nice about it. But I think there's a time to put people's records on full display and to talk about the things that they have done and that they're not doing, and how and really connect the dots for folks to understand how policy translates into their everyday life. He's exactly right about the family farms disappearing because you've had more corporatism come in and you get the tax breaks and you have, you know, all the folks that come in and do this work. So then you're basically moved out of the way. It's similar to what happens when we talk about it in the city of Milwaukee all the time, where we allow for absentee landlordism to come in and folks to buy up conglomerates of property and then jack up rents. So all of these things impact your community in different ways. So I think when you look at it from that perspective, and these are policies that people are voting on in the Capitol and how they translate into their everyday lives, it's not enough to just do it in your e-update, in your newsletter that goes out to your district, people that primarily voted for you. You have to do, like when I send out articles that I've written, you have readers that are in Eau Claire and different places. I send some of my articles that I write to the newspapers to Up North News. People who don't live anywhere near my district, but know at least some semblance of who I am and what I stand for, because I think getting your message out there is important to get to folks across the state. You can't just hole up in just your district. We each represent in the assembly at least about 58,000 people. I need my message to get out to the 58,000 that are way up north that don't vote for me. Because I think the messaging should be the same. And it's a constant touch of people and what your priorities are and understanding how these policies impact daily lives.
All right. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, ultimately, the government. I would say that Kamala Harris is dynamic, energetic, and intelligent. So if they want to call that DEI, I will go right along with that. I have been going to Kamala for the past year here in California, and she has always been the best candidate that has been on the ballot. It doesn't matter anything else about her. She's the best candidate. And to answer your question about why it is that we seem to now have this coarseness, I think this started in some ways with shows like American Idol, where everyone became a critic. And everybody became a coarse critic that could be saying really, really bad things to people about them. And that kind of done it. If you ever watch Donald Trump, he never answers a question. He's always critiquing the candidate. Well, that's not his job. Media needs to hold his feet to the fire. We need fact-checking in real time. And we have the technology to do so. And he needs to be asked questions, not giving critiques about candidates. So, and I'd also recommend tonight there is White Dudes for Kamala Harris. And I would recommend everyone look it up and actually go on that website. And let's break the website the way 140,000 white women broke the Zoom last week, along with the black women and black men. Doing it. I mean, we're all in this together. We're all human beings. That's what we are. We're the human family. And we need to understand that the Democratic policies are the policies that are for the working person and for the people that actually go to work every single day. I also, Earl, would like to say, in terms of this whole thing with CJ, I am so sick of these guys talking about the border. First off, Kamala Harris is not the border person. It's Mike Orcas. Remember the one that they tried to go and get rid of? The Republicans tried to get rid of and impeach him? Well, here's the situation. In 2000...
Hey, Tom, man, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. You want to respond? Anything you have to say, Dr. Meyer?
I will say, well, I will defer to Tom as the authority because he is from California, so he knows better than anybody else.
No, I mean, as far as not so much about, the border, but all the other things that he had to say.
Oh, absolutely. I think Tom's absolutely right. When you look at the totality of someone's record, I think, and going back to my point about him being from California, he knows and has had experience with the leadership of a Kamala Harris, longer than any of us in the public sphere. If we didn't live in the state of California. So I appreciate him for his call and most definitely for raising those points and countering some of the things that the other caller made. So
this thing is going to get really dirty and nasty.
It is. The next 100 days, yep, 99
and,
days.
And people should get ready for it. Mm-hmm. And people should be outraged by how dirty and racist and sexist mm-hmm. this is going to become.
And hopefully that will translate into some votes on November.
Well, yeah. But I would also say that the American people should push back against that.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You can't be silent when you know what's coming is coming. Right. And you can't talk about...
And our media has to do a better job of that, too.
And you can't talk about how great our nation is if this is allowed to go on before the world.
Right.
Then we shouldn't be able to open our mouths about any other nation.
No.
And what happens if we can't address what we know is coming in the next 100 days? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Been down too long. Right, wrong, I just can't stop it. Spending all day.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It has been an honor and a privilege to have Dr. Lakeisha Myers, a candidate for the 4th District Senate seat in the state of Wisconsin, along with us this morning. We certainly got to get her back. When is the election?
August 13th.
It's right around the corner. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Don from Milwaukee. You say what, Don?
Morning, Earl, and good morning to your guest. I'd like to make a quick comment. There are two people in the Democratic Party that should be fired immediately for not doing their job. Senator Johnson was guilty of these fake electors, and Trump was definitely guilty of trying to overthrow the government and remain in power. And that's Merrick Garland and Josh Call. Do your job. That's what the people voted for you. President Obama had an attorney general, and this lady went after people.
Hey Don, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Hello, Senator Myers. First question is for Senator Myers, actually. I was wondering, my mom lives in your district, and if there's any chance you could let us know where to find a sign. I don't know if there's one over at 84th and Lisbon. But I'll hang up and listen for that one. But I also like to ask, also because you're in the inside a little bit, does the Democratic Party and do Democratic candidates and throughout, especially between the 2 and 4 year cycles, do you have access to the same sort of money and support through foundations and trusts like the GOP does? Because we talk about the Democratic Party never having the message and all this sort of stuff, but I don't see the billions and billions of dollars behind the operation like there is in the GOP. Like the Bradleys and all that sort of stuff. Another thing I'd like to clarify for those that are like misconstruing what Vice President Harris's responsibility was, as far as I understand, Vice President Harris was asked to investigate the root causes of the border issue coming from the nations like Nicaragua, El Salvador, et cetera, Guatemala. And in doing so, she went down there and did that investigation, and those nations are now sending less migrants. So actually, successful.
Eric, I got to cut you off. I wish I had more time. You want to respond,
Dr. Myers? Absolutely. Eric, you're on the money with your commentary about the border. I will say, if your mom wants a sign, you can give me a call at 414-436-8910. Once again, 414-436-8910. If you text me an address, I'll make sure the sign gets there.
So in these last few minutes, what do you want to say to the listening audience about your race, about why you're in this race?
I want folks to understand that we have to have a strong person in the District 4 seat. a person that has experience. I am the person that has the most experience. I have congressional experience, state legislative experience, but I also want folks to understand that I do what I do because I enjoy doing it and doing it for the community. The people that I represent are the folks that put me there, and that's who I do my job for. So I answer to you first, not to any special interest, not to anybody else. And I would say I hope I can earn your vote on August 13th. If you want more information about my campaign, please reach out to www.myers, that's M-Y-E-R-S, no extra E, M-Y-E-R-S-4-Senate.com, myersforsenate.com. Or you can give me a call, 414-436-8910. I'm also available via social media on Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever it's called this week, as well as Instagram. So I'm sure to answer questions for you.
Let me ask you, because I'm a guy who has issues with lobbyists.
Okay.
And their relationship with our representatives.
Okay.
On too many levels.
Okay.
Local, national, mm-hmm. you know. So when lobbyists come in and do what they do to upend, I guess, our as representatives of the people, the way our system is set up, we elect people to represent us. Mm-hmm. And then we don't know, we don't realize, unfortunately, what is really going on so many times. And we wind up on the short end of the stick because the people that we elect mm-hmm. wind up doing things that benefit the corporations and not the people. Mm-hmm. What's the word I'm looking for? Does that happen? How often does that,
we do have people who are professional lobbyists that come in to see us. And I'm one of those people, I'll meet with them. But I also ask questions about how this impacts the real community because I want to understand how to connect the dots to the folks that live in the neighborhood. And I have to be able to explain the votes that I take to them and be able to do that effectively, or else they would not want me to be their representative. So that's the first thing, to understand that. The other part is to educate the public that they can be their own lobbyists. When I have people that call my office and tell me how to vote on, you know, specific pieces of legislation, how they feel about it, those are recorded as well. So that matches up against anything that any lobbying organization can do as well. If I have 100 actual constituents contacting my office, I'm taking that into consideration versus the one lobbyist that has come to try to get me to, you know, see their point of view. And if they don't align, I'm asking the questions that the public is asking me to ask on their behalf. So it's never just a carte blanche situation of a lobbyist saying, hey, you know, you need to vote this way or else. The or else is the people that have elected me. That's who I answer to first, which I think may not be how other, you know, representatives or senators do that particular work. But I think we do have some strong, you know, rules in place as well. So it's not like they're trying to pay us off to, you know, do it because that's against the law in Wisconsin. So good thing we have those laws in place.
All right. That's, you know, state Senate candidate Dr. Lakeisha Myers, and thank you very much for taking the time out to come in. Good luck.
Thank you. Early voting starts tomorrow.
Yeah. 844. Oh, we got to go. Up next, Jane Madnair, Madnair on the Air with Greg Bach. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. See you guys on tomorrow. Sandy Williams will return. See you guys on tomorrow.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer is sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.